Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Intro 15-5. I'll recognize Minority Leader Larigo.
Motion for immediate consideration and approval.
Second.
A motion for immediate consideration and approval by Minority Leader Larigo, seconded by Legislator Rath on the question. Legislator Lauder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise in support of this appointment because Tom Jones has the integrity to begin to reform the Erie County Water Authority. And I think it's important to note in the interview that he supported the ABO report and he supported all of the recommendations of the ABO report. Now, he also arrives here by the system that we've had, that he has the blessing of the county chairman. And that's okay, because I think it's not okay, but he has the integrity, I think, to support the ABO report, to support the recommendations of the ABO report. And he also is aware that the goal of not only myself, but there's some of my colleagues, is to reform the Erie County Water Authority and fold it into a county department. So having said that, I would just remind my colleagues that this process, when we make this appointment, the Water Authority will be functional. There'll be one Democrat, one Republican, and the status quo will be interrupted. This could create an environment for real reform. A little later on in our agenda, we're going to attempt to follow the ABO report's recommendation and to remove a sitting commissioner. So having said that, I'm not hopeful. I think that the powers to be have intervened. I think that the status quo may be retained. But having said that, I want all of my colleagues here to know that this is the time. This is our time. This is our moment to reform a system that everybody knows is corrupt, that everyone knows needs reform. And we have the opportunity here today, right now, to start this process and reform something that is long overdue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Legislator Rath. I'm sorry, Legislator Larigo, then Legislator Rath.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise in support of the nomination of Mr. Jones. We sat here through several hours of commissioner interviews last week, Thursday, and there were a few people who stood out, and Mr. Jones was certainly one of them. His experience with municipal law, his management experience as a banker, and his adept answering our questions as to transparency, honesty, and management style really set him apart from all of the rest. And, you know, I can't help but agree wholeheartedly with Legislator Loughran's points about this being our time. There's been a lot of talk in this body over the past several months about reform at the Water Authority. And, you know, regardless of the ABO report and regardless of what happens with our next potential vote, we do need to make changes there. And, you know, the best way to make those changes, the best way to have that reform is with a clean slate of commissioners. And if we can do that with two upstanding members of the legal community sitting on that board, with fresh perspectives and fresh ideas, and both who have gone through the most rigorous interview process for the Water Authority Commissioners that I've seen in my time here at the legislature. I think that's an excellent way to start. I hope that appetite that has been shared publicly about reform is actually going to be acted on today. I have my doubts that it will. But this vote here for Mr. Jones is certainly a step in that direction. And I hope that my colleagues will all support this appointment. I hope we can begin to see real change. And I hope that we can have that clean slate that Tom and I talked about and move forward in a way to actually finally eliminate the corruption, the politics, and the abuse that goes on at the Water Authority and has gone on for decades. Now is the time. Today is the day. Let's do it.
Now, Legislator Rath.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also rise in support of this appointment of Tom Jones to the Water Authority for a number of the reasons that were already articulated here. And Tom is, I believe, the right choice at the right time for the Water Authority. I've been fortunate to work with him in the town of Amherst for many years and seen firsthand his professionalism, his experience, and his capability within the municipality of Amherst as well as in the legal community. And that's the kind of perspective we need at the Water Authority. A couple months ago, there was an appointment of a distinguished member of the legal community. This is a second appointment of a distinguished member of the legal community, and that's a good thing because that's exactly where we need to be going with the Water Authority. Tom is a man who has been in government for a long time, and he has been in many experiences in government. He has seen things A to Z and Z to A in government. And at the Water Authority, that perspective, I believe, will be much needed. The Water Authority has faced a lot of challenges over the past couple of years. I think today is a step towards the improvement at the Water Authority with the appointment of Tom Jones to be one of our next commissioners. To echo some of the comments that were made earlier, we have an opportunity in a couple of minutes to also consider reform and improvement at the Water Authority. And I would encourage each and every one of my colleagues to think about that as we consider another possible change, another possible improvement at the Water Authority. Our opportunities are limited to change what's happening over there. Tom Jones is our first opportunity for improvement, which I'm very confident will happen. His comments before the Energy and Environment Committee and his testimony were tremendous. We all saw firsthand what his capabilities are to answer questions on his feet and answer them more than sufficiently. So for that, I am very proud to support Tom Jones as the next commissioner and also encourage my colleagues to think very carefully before our next vote on this issue today. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Legislator Burke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The cynic in me has a lot to say right now, but I think I would just like to explain my position on this vote rather than go down that rabbit hole. We all acknowledge that there needs to be reform. We also all acknowledge that this is still an inherently political process. This is an appointment of essentially the Republican minority. I have publicly and openly committed to not supporting any appointment of a commissioner on either side of the political aisle until we see the actionable results of real reform. And what I mean by that is a proper analysis of what steps need to be taken in order to do what Legislator Loughran has said regarding taking the Water Authority under the wing of county government, how much that will cost, if it's practical. I put in a request to the Comptroller's office, and they've assured me that they're working on that analysis. Until I have that, till I understand what's actually happening throughout this process, and we have a sort of full opening of the issue and how we can move forward, I don't feel comfortable voting for this today. That's no reflection of Mr. Jones. I don't know the man. He could certainly be perfectly qualified. This is a position I'm taking on this issue broadly. Thank you.
Thank you. Legislator Larigo for the second time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's only so much that we can do as county legislators when it comes to the Water Authority. Our main role, our main authority, is in appointing commissioners. Before we appoint commissioners, we accept applications, we interview those commissioners or potential candidates, and then we make a decision based on those interviews. It's disappointing that certain people have claimed that they want reform, knowing full well that the only real authority we have is in either the appointment or the removal of commissioners. Yet those same people have chosen to remove themselves from the appointment process. If we truly believe in reform, if we truly believe that we do play a role, and we do, our charter duty with regard to the Water Authority is in the appointment of three commissioners. We should take it seriously. We should be here. We should ask questions. We should talk about the reforms that we say that we're pushing to those potential candidates. Some of us did that. Some of us that were here can vouch. I never met Mr. Jones until last Thursday when he came for an interview. I never ran into him in the legal circles, never ran into him in the town of Amherst. But I was here for his interview. I asked him the questions that I had. I brought up the points that I was concerned with as it comes to the Water Authority and the desperate need for reform that I thought we all agreed were necessary. He answered those questions well. He proved his merit. And I wish everybody was here to hear that. Thank you.
Legislator Burke for the second time.
We've debated this issue. I'm not going to dive back into it. I think to not acknowledge that it is a Republican partisan appointment, I think we all accept that. That's what we've all been talking about for months. Legislator Logren stated that the appointee has the blessing of the Republican Party chairman. So it is essentially their pick on this one. That's what it is. I mean, everyone involved in it knows that's what it is. I dislike the idea of everyone talking about reform and talking about these things and then not acknowledging basic realities. This is what it is. And it's not even necessarily, there's no finger to point. That's the structure of it. That's how it was designed. That's the problem. That's what we're trying to get to. So again, my position is no attack on Mr. Jones. I don't know him, but I've already stated this position publicly very early on, and I have to hold true to my word. Thank you.
Legislator Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And let's face it, this the Water Authority, among the other 900 authorities in New York State, and that's a true count, was established by the state legislature. And so it's really put us at a disadvantage here, so we can only appoint commissioners. So is the system broken? It seems to be broken. Rolling the county government's not a good idea. Having said that, we talk about our appointment, Tom Jones. I've known Tom for over 30 years when I was located in the town of Orchard Park as a councilman. You know, Tom was always a very level-headed guy in my interactions with Tom in the councilmatic area. And, he has the ability to reach across the aisle and work with people. It's very important with just three commissioners, two happen to be on the other side of the aisle. So it's important that he brings his expertise in working with people, as he did on the Amherst Town Board when he was their attorney, to get things done. So let's face it, the media has brought this lack of transparency to our attention. We're handcuffed by state legislation. So in Tom's case, I think he's going to be a well-rounded individual to come forward and help sort through the lack of transparency and work with the other two commissioners to get this thing reformed, at least to the level we can reform it. And the other thing that Tom said to me during the interview process, which, and by the way, he did commit to this, is, and I asked him a question about reviews with the commissioners, and he said he'd like that very much. So I suggested twice a year we bring the three commissioners in, along with some of their support people, and we talk about what's happening over there, because up until just recently, we very seldom had the commissioners in. So we've kind of lost touch with what's going on over there. So he's agreed to that, and that was a real point of interest to me, because we need more of that interaction between this legislature, both sides of the aisle, and the commissioners. So I'm a full support of Tom Jones. I think he'll make an excellent commissioner, and I do support him. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anybody else wish to be heard on the appointment? Okay. We're going to have a roll call vote on the item.
I have a motion to approve. Legislator Dixon.
Yes.
Harper.
Yes.
Larigo.
Yes.
Mills.
Yes.
Rapp.
Yes.
Baskin.
I'd like to explain my vote, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I think all this dialogue is very, very healthy. I support this oversight body taking seriously any reports that come from the state that find fault, sketchiness, or wrongdoing with any of our appointed commissioners or elected officials. I think that we should be heavily involved when the state finds faults or issues and be proactive in supporting reform where our powers allow us to do so. I understand a little bit of what Legislator Burke was expressing in terms of this appointment process weighing heavy on politics. I understand that that is a reality, and that's just something that we have to accept. I do support the appointment today, made primarily by the minority caucus. However, I also support us being proactive and taking seriously the ABO report and its recommendations and finding a collective way to have reform. The same way that I've been passionately in support of us taking that same approach with the COC report. When the state states that we have issues at home, we need to work collectively to make sure that we are doing what it is that we need to do to find resolve. I support reform. However, I support this appointment today. Thank you.
Senator Russo.
Yes.
Burr.
No.
Logger.
Yes.
Miller-Williams.
Yes.
Chair Sadler.
Yes.
10-1.
Okay, the appointee has been successfully appointed. Congratulations, Mr. Jones. I think.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.